Why are you not laughing? How do you express your joy? Because this Sunday, the fourth Sunday of Lent, is called Gaudete Dominica, but we used that name during Advent. That's when we use Gaudete Dominica. But this Sunday is called also Laetare Dominica, which means a Sunday of joy, Sunday of rejoicing. How do you manifest your joy? How do you manifest your happiness? And what makes us happy today on this fourth Sunday of Lent? We should be rejoicing because of this celebration of reconciling with God, of coming home, coming back to meet the merciful Lord, to meet our Father. All those readings converge in this topic of joy. Be happy. We had in the first reading how these people were happy because they were eating the harvest from the promised land. They marched for long, and definitely they found themselves in the promised land. They cultivated, they harvested, and now they are enjoying the goodness of the Lord. Be happy. The second reading also talks about this joy, where St. Paul told the Corinthians, be happy because we are now reconciled with God through his Son, Jesus Christ. Be happy because we are reconciled with God. We have found we have rebuilt the broken relationship. Now we are at peace with him. Be happy. That's also joy. And at the summit, we had this gospel. Probably is the most famous among the readings, among the text of the Bible. Maybe this gospel is among the famous, if it's not the first one. Because this gospel also talks about this joy. And you know, it has two names. It depends to which one. Because some name it the prodigal son, the gospel of the prodigal son. But there are other people, other theologians, who name it the gospel of merciful father. It depends which one you would like. It depends on which one is suitable to you, merciful father or prodigal son. That doesn't matter. What matters is how God is merciful and how he shows his mercy to his son. We heard how son, this youngest, become, I would call him disrespectful child, disrespectful boy, because he dared to praise his father, give me my inheritance. And this was like an insult, because no one could inherit before while his parents were still alive. That was not happening, and that could not be done. You couldn't inherit something while your parents were still alive. But we heard how this young one praised his father, I need some of my belongings, which means I want you to die in order to inherit all you have. I want you to die. I wish you would die so that I would inherit all I have. Brothers and sisters, I don't know what's going on here in your culture in the U.S., but back home in Africa,
We have these interminable wars between siblings, just discussing about the inheritance. They kill each other in Africa. They kill each other so that I may inherit this. I was the favorite son of my father. If he dies, so I want to keep everything for me. And this put me in argument and conflict with my siblings. I don't know what is going on here, but the problem of inheritance or heritage is a big problem everywhere and in every society. Maybe among us, we may be sitting here having problems, having conflict with our siblings due to the inheritance, due to the good things left by our parents. It may happen. We heard how this young boy, the purpose was not good. Receiving the inheritance, that was, we heard how the father did. Immediately he shared his belongings. This is yours. But for this young one, the purpose was not good because he committed another big sin in the culture, selling all his belongings, which means bringing a stranger into the family's land. Maybe in the middle, no one knows, but he brought them as he sold the inheritance, and his purpose was to go away. I no longer want to hear the voice from my parents. I don't like it. You see, how many times, how long times you spend without even calling your parents, whether they are elderly or not. Maybe you do not live in the same state. And you spend all that long time without hearing their voices, maybe thinking that I'm doing great because I no longer hear the voice of my mother, I no longer hear the voice of my father, they are there, I'm here. Yeah, this is how so many people think. But always, we need and we long that those persons, our parents, we need them. Once he lived his luxurious life, all that money went away, ran away. Yeah, these earthly things are vain things, are vain glory, money or deeds. They ran away. But he came to his sense. How am I starving? How could I keep starving here in this bad life? Look at those people who abandoned the faith, who abandoned the Catholic faith, just saying, I'm going to live my life as I don't want to hear that conscience voice of our Mother Church. Are they living truly good life? You can ask them if you know them. But what we did, what we have done, it doesn't matter in the eyes of God. Because God is always arms opened, like the Catholic Church. You leave the church, but whenever you want to come, you will find it open. Come back because you are welcomed. When the young son came to his sense, he asked, how can I stand? How should I keep living this bad life while my father has so many workers? Let me go back. This is the advice. This is the time that we don't have to pay attention to what the conscience, what the inner voice tells us. But him, he said, this confession, I'm gonna go back to my father. I will tell him that I have done worse thing. I have done worse. I have done enough. I hurt him enough. I offended him enough. I do not deserve to be called his boy, his son. But what if he treats me as his hired employers? And he went. Surprisingly, the mouthful of the father who saw, the father was the one who saw the boy first. And when he saw him, there was no longer need to pay attention to all those confessions of the boy, but to obey to the orders, the instruction of the father, who immediately told his employers, do this. Employees, I'm confusing things. Employer is the one who gives a job, right? So he told to his employees, he gave them order and instruction, I need you to help me to feast because my son was dead, now he's alive. I find him. I do no longer want to consider to his past, but I see him alive. That's my joy. Brothers and sisters, let's pause and reflect ourselves. We are now in Lent season. We are here. Could we really list one or two things that could give us joy today that we have been fighting for, especially during this Lent? Maybe this is the fourth week. Could we list how many things? How could we reconcile with God if I'm not able to reconcile with my spouse? How could I reconcile with God? How could I say that I'm reconciled with God if I have this misunderstanding with my pastor, for example? How could I enjoy and celebrate if I have this misunderstanding with my spouse? If I have problems within my family, how? And what could give us joy today is all those things. How have I been fighting in order to restore that broken relationship with my spouse? How have I been fighting to set a good example to my children? How have I been fighting to reconcile with my parents? How have I been fighting to build this new relationship with my workmates, with my neighbors? That's the only thing that could give us joy today. If not, we can't rejoice, we can't be at joy anymore. Are we really happy? The young son was not guilty. Once he found himself covered with this big hug of his father, and he was not that father who was saying, you did this, you've done this, you... No, my son, I don't even want to hear what you are saying. Where you have been, I know. Because I can see. That's why he said, bring the new clothes, bring the ring, bring the shoes, bring everything. And let's have the calf, let's eat meat and enjoy and celebrate. Now we are in a celebration. Are you celebrating because you overcame what? What did we overcome to celebrate on this Sunday? What did we overcome? This is the question that we should be asking each other at home. Why are we rejoicing? Is it because my mother-in-law now is able to come to my house? Is it because I am trying to build the new relationship with my family-in-law? Is it because I'm trying to reconcile with my neighbors, my friends? Why are we happy? How our family should be happy? This is most of us, if not all of us, we just consider ourselves as this firstborn, as the older boy. The older boy who have been there for his father, not screaming, doing everything as if he was a machine. When he saw his brother coming, he didn't rejoice. The father's joy was not his, unfortunately. The father's joy was not his. In fact, when he talked with his father, he didn't say, "My brother." He said, your son, not my brother. We don't have any connection and any relationship. Your son, as if he was pointing out. This is how we live in our self-justification. I'm complaining with this relationship with my parents because they behave in this way, because they make me anxious. We have that self-justification. We have that self-righteousness. We have all those defensive measures just to say, "I behave in this way because this happened. He's the one who offended me. I have this relationship with my parents because they behave in this way. I have this relationship with my spouse because they behave in this way. I have this relationship with all my workmates because they hate me." This is the word that we mostly use. Others hate me, they offend me, they are they who do bad things to me. Never look at our side. This is how this young older boy was. "I have been doing well. Never go astray to your commandments and instruction. You have never had this celebration. You didn't even give me a small goat to celebrate with my friend. And look at your son who disrespected you, who cursed you. Now he comes back and you offer this beautiful calf for him. Who are you?" This is how we always think. The mercy of God should be only to us, not to them. Us versus them. I versus him. This is how people live. Brothers and sisters, today we should be happy, we should rejoice, because we are reconciled with God. God who does not condemn us, God who does not judge us, God who does not criticize us, God who will be always showing us his mercy. Don't be frustrated. Don't say that I have been wasting my time because now we are almost over the half of the Lenten season, but we can start the Lent today. Don't be discouraged. Don't be frustrated. Don't say this is hard to do.
just rely on the mercy of God, God who can make everything possible. That's how St. Paul said, we exhort you, brothers and sisters, if you are reconciled with God, let God be your King, let God be your Savior, let God be within you. We all need this. We all need this mercy of God. But once God heals us, He sends us to heal our brothers and sisters, which means those brothers and sisters are they whose relationship are broken, and God sent us to them just to heal them, to help them to restore those broken relationship. May God help us all to feel that joy. May God help us all to realize His mercy, to keep His mercy, and to be the witnesses of His mercy outside to all those people. Because we have God, because God is in with us, let us show them, give them what we have received from this His word and from the Eucharist that we receive. May God help us all. Amen.